This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Hey, good evening. Hello, everyone. Welcome to tonight's shiur. Tonight's halachic topic is Purim Katan. Yesterday was Purim Katan, and today is Shushan Purim Katan. And really what I want to discuss is what significance is there to it in halacha, and we'll spin off and we'll discuss other aspects such as Zayin Adar and Mishenichnas Adar Mab Misimcha. Does it apply in the first Adar, the second Adar? It's a little bit of a follow-on from what we discussed a couple of weeks ago regarding leap years. So just to refresh your memory, we know that the Jewish year is based on a lunar calendar, which means that there are 354 days in the year. The solar calendar has 365 days in the year. So by definition, the lunar calendar is going to fall short 11 days or so each year. We know that's a problem because if you continue with that shortfall every single year, then Pesach will just get earlier and earlier until it will fall in February and January in the winter, and then, you know, we'll just go around the calendar. And that cannot be because Pesach has to be in the spring. HaChodesh, it's got to be, it's Chag HaOviv, it's got to be the in the springtime. And to incorporate, to make sure that Pesach is always in the spring, Chazal instituted a lunar solar calendar, where it's a lunar calendar, but incorporates some aspects of the solar calendar. And therefore they introduce leap years that every 7 in 19 years, one extra month is added. And that is the Adar that we're now enjoying. It's a whole extra month every 7 in 19 years. And that sort of makes sure that Pesach doesn't fall behind. Now, the question is, we discussed last time, which Adar is the real Adar? In other words, which is the added month? Is this the correct Adar and the next one is going to be the one that's added in? Or is it the other way around? This is actually the added month and next Adar is the real Adar. That's the question. What difference does it make? Well, if you write, I'm going to lend you money until the 10th of Adar, well, when do you have to pay back? Is it the 10th of Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, Rosh Chodesh benching? What do? Do we, you know, yahrzeits, if a person lost a parent, let's say, in a regular year where there was one Adar, again on the 10th of Adar, then when do you mark the yahrzeit? Is it the 10th of Adar Rishon or the 10th of Adar Sheni? So just to briefly remind you what we said last time, that it's Machlokas, and it's a Gemara in the Dorim, Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. If you're listening, or if you've got the sheet in front of you, it's the first box, the first source. If you're listening online, please email me, j.golker@gmail.com. I'll send you the sheet. The Gemara says in the Dharma, it's machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Meir. We said most Rishonim paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that the stam Adar is Adar Rishon. The Rambam, however, paskins like Rabbi Meir, which we discussed last time, that stam Adar is Adar Sheni. And it comes out, it's machlokas between the Machaba and the Ramah. So, for example, when it comes to yahrzeit, that if a person, you know, were to die in the normal year, then the Machaba says in a subsequent year, which is a leap year, then you would mark the yahrzeit in the Adar Sheni, says the Machaba. The Ramah says, no, you mark it in Adar Rishon, as we discussed last time. If a person that died in a leap year, then you just keep that month. If they died in a leap year, and let's say on the first Adar, then it's in a subsequent year, then you keep just the first Adar. So the Machaba follows Rav Meir and the Ramah follows Rav Yehuda, like we discussed. We also discussed last time the interesting quiz question, that conundrum, how can you have a twins, perhaps, who were born an hour or two apart, and yet the younger one will celebrate his bar mitzvah a month before the older one. And of course, we pointed to the Shulchan Aruch there, that that could apply if the older one is born at the very end of Adar Rishon, and the younger one is born at the very beginning, an hour or two later, of Adar Sheni, and 13 years later is a regular year with one Adar. So therefore, the younger one will have his bar mitzvah on Rosh Chodesh Adar, and the older one will have to wait a whole month for his bar mitzvah. So that is a quirk in the calendar, as we discussed. Now, the question, three things I'm going to focus on. Number one is Purim, number two, Zayin Adar, and number three, Mishnichnas Adar Mav Mesimcha. Does it apply to the first or to the second Adar? Well, let's start with Purim. Have we missed it? That is the question. So good news is we have not missed it, because it is, of course, in Adar Sheni. But it's not so straightforward. The Mishnah says in Megillah Daf Vav Amud Beis, Koroes HaMegillah Ba'Ador HaRishon, this is box number three, paragraph number three, if they read the Megillah in Ador HaRishon, Venis Abra Shama, and then Chazal decided to make that year into a leap year to add another Adar, Korin Osa Ba'Ador Sheni. Then you read the Megillah again in Ador Sheni. And the Mishnah says, Ein Ben Ador HaRishon Ador Sheni, and a kriyas hamagila matonis devyonim, which Rashi explains means that if a person did it in the Rishon, in the first month, lo yotzo, so you read the Megillah in the first Adar, or you gave matonis devyonim in the first Adar, you have not fulfilled your mitzvah, you need to do it again in the second Adar. Now, interestingly, the Gemara there in Megillah Vav Amud Beis says, there is one opinion, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yossi holds, that actually you can read the Megillah in the first Adar. So we would have read Megillah 2 days ago. We would have celebrated Purim yesterday and on Monday night. Lechatchila. Now, what's the svara? Interesting svara. He says, because there is a rule, ein ma'avirin al ha-mitzvahs. You don't let mitzvahs just go past. So therefore, the first opportunity, it's Adar. And since it's Adar, let's celebrate Purim. However, Rishim Ben Gamliel argues with him, and we don't paskan like that, the first opinion. We paskan like Rishim Ben Gamliel. He says that it says in the Megillah, b'chol shana v'shana, Ma kol shana v'shana Adar hasomach l'nis, and just like in a regular year, it's the Adar which is juxtaposed, which is right next to Nisan. Afkan Adar hasomach l'nis, even in a leap year, it's going to be celebrated in the Adar which is somach l'nis. So says the Gemara. Well, Rav Shmuel Gamliel, what does he do with the rule of ein ma'avirin al ha-mitzvos? So the Gemara says misamach geula legeula odiv. He holds that the juxtaposition of geula to geula, i.e., as Rashi explains, Purim in Adar and Pesach in Nisan, they need to be connected next to each other. That trumps, that's better than Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. Okay, just to add, interestingly, there's an opinion in the Yerushalmi, B'leiv B'Shem Chama Bar Chanina says in the Yerushalmi, that in the year that Purim took place, when the actual story of Purim happened, it happened to be a leap year, and it was actually took place in Adar Sheni, according to one opinion. The Pnei Moshe, one of the famous Perushim on the Yerushalmi, says that he was a Haman, he was Mapil Pur, he did the lottery, and a miracle happened, and it turned out that it was actually, it fell in Adar Sheni in that year. Others explain differently, that the lottery fell on Adar Rishon, and it was due to be a leap year. And in fact, Haman was very happy, because Adar Rishon is bereft of any mitzvahs. However, ultimately, they did make that year into a leap year. They did not make that year into a leap year, and therefore there was only one Adar, which is, of course, the joyous fest of Adar. So that's just another opinion there, you know, various opinions in Yerushalmi. So Lemaisa, what is the halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Zayin, if you look at the top of the next page, Yom Yudalad Yitesvav Sheva Adar Rishon, i.e. 2 days ago, yesterday and today, Ein Noifin Al Pneim, what are the halachic consequences of it? We don't, it's not Purim, but we mark it somewhat, i.e. we don't say Tachanun, Ve'ein Omer Mizma Yan Chashem Yom Tzor, which is on Natzeach, between Asher and Uval Tzion, Ve'osu Behesped V'tanis, and we don't give a Hesped, we don't fast, Avashad Varm Ein Noibagim, other halachas of Adar, of Purim, I mean, we don't celebrate. Some say actually Hesped and Matarim are okay, you can do them. And says the Ramah, that we do not have Hespedim and Matanis on Purim Kotan, on either Yudalad or Tesvav Adar. Some say that you should increase your food, you should have something more on Purim Kotan. But Ein Nagin Kain Mikol Mokum Yarbek Ktsas Besudak Veilosis Tzeiachmir. The Ramah says that's not the minhag, but increase a little bit what you would normally eat in order to fulfill that. And then says the Ramah, the Tov Nev Mishnah Tomit. This is of course very famous because these are the last words of the Ramah. This is the very last seif in the whole of Aruch Chaim, in the first section of Shulchan Aruch. And the Chidah notes is very interesting that the Ramah, for those who are doing Dirshu in the Mishnah Berurah, they'll notice that tomorrow, amazingly, they'll come to the end of a whole cycle, 7.5 years of Mishnah Berurah, and the last words of the Ramah, Tov Lev Mishnah Tomid. And if you start straight away, Simon Aleph in Shulchan Aruch, you'll see that the Ramah begins, Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Somit. The Chidon notes that these are Shnei Tmidim. These are the two constants in a person's life. The Shnei Tmidim are awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shivisi Hashem Negdi Somit, and second of all, Toiv Leiv Mishta Tomit, person should be Besimcha. Two constants in a person's life. Okay, now what about Zayin Adar? What is Zayin Adar? It's the course, it's the yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, and some people have a custom to fast, especially there are many Chevra Kedisha who fast on Zayin Adar. They fast to sort of atone as a kapara for any shortfall in Kovet HaMeis, and therefore they chose Zayin Adar. The question is, which Adar? Is it Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? Is it a few days last week, or is it next month? So the Magen Avraham, as he follows the Ramah, as we mentioned earlier, that he says it's the first Adar is the main Adar, and therefore they would commemorate that in the first month. However, the Yaivetz quotes his father, the Chacham Tzvi, that actually it should be commemorated in the second Adar. Why? Because if you look at the Shailas and Shuvos of the Yaivetz in paragraph 4, this is in Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, Umistaber Tehoba Hotalia. We've got to commemorate Zayin Adar in the same month we're actually going to celebrate Purim, because they're connected. Shekiven shenofel hagor lifnei Haman ba'Adar, since the lottery fell in Adar, Somach, Haman was very happy. For Hula Yehuda, he didn't realize Shebeshiva ba'Adar meis, that Moshe Rabbeinu died, but Veshiva ba'Inerbe, he also was born then. Shehagina zechusa shel Moshe, and therefore he was, that's a reference to the fact that the Sidkus of Moshe Rabbeinu, he born and died on the same day. And in fact, the zechus of Moshe will save Klal Yisrael. And therefore, Zayin Adar is connected with Purim, says the Yaivetz, therefore Zayin Adar should be commemorated in the second month. Okay, the last thing, Mishenichlis Adar Marbim Mesimcha, is it the first Adar or the second Adar? interesting. The Mishnah in Tanis says, "Kishem shemachnis shemishaminichnas av matan b'simcha kach mishaminichnas adar mar b'simcha." Says Rashi on that Gemara in Tanis Chaf Tesam Dalef, "Yemei nisim hoyu Yisrael Purim v'Pesach." What is special about mishaminichnas adar mar b'simcha? It's Yemei nisim Purim v'Pesach. So the Yaivetz in Chelik Beis Siman Peches, the second Yaivetz of the day, says, "Ma hiskeg Rashi b'sham b'Gemara mishaminichnas adar mar l'farish Yemei nisim Purim v'Pesach." What is Rashi emphasizing? Why is he emphasizing the Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Simcha? It's the two simchas of Purim Pesach. So says the Yaivetz, Poshet, Shehutzruch Lekach, Mishum Di Mishum Purim Greida. If it was just Purim on its own, then that wouldn't be enough to make a special sort of a commemoration of the whole month should be full of Simcha. because otherwise all the Yom Tovim would have that. Mishenichnas Kislev Marbim Besimcha, because you've got Chanukah. Mishenichnas Sivan Marbim Besimcha, because you've got Shavuos. Why is Dafka Purim? Because you may nisim retzufim v'tkufim zelazer. Because you've got two consecutive months of Simcha. Purim in Adar and Pesach in Nisan. And it's the combination of the two. It's the connection between the two. V'yesh lo ma'oid. And to highlight this point, that one should therefore commemorate Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha dafka in the second month in Adar Sheni. Okay, okay. So that's that. So there we have it. Purim Katan, as we mentioned, it's normally commemorated in the second month. The Purim itself, the Purim Katan is like a small Purim. There are some aspects of Simcha, even in Adar Rishon, as we've discussed, plus that Yerushalmi, the various opinions that the actual miracle of Purim itself took place in Adar Sheni that year. Others have different explanations of it. And Zayin Adar, Magen Avraham says we should do it in the first Adar, the Yaivetz, for the reasons explained, should be in the second Adar. And Mishenichlas Adar Besimcha, the Yaivetz says, Dafka, the second one, I suppose there's no harm to increase a little bit of Simcha in preparation of the next Adar, where we're going to increase even more.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.